And welcome to the Sonic Green Show. I'm Sonic Green. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Got a jam-packed show. Major announcement coming up this week about the Sonic Green Show. Very major announcement coming up for January 2015. I've been teasing this for the past week. This week, you will know what's going on with the Sonic Green Show in 2015. Right now, our managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com, Eric Davis, he's on a super celebrity hotline. He joins us pretty much every week on the Sonic Green Show. He's on with us right now, and he's going to let us know what's going on in the world of entertainment and movies and whatnot. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. So, all right, I saw your article on Movies.com about the SAG nominations, and it's a pretty cool list. All right, first of all, Birdman. I saw that movie. I was blown away by it, and it's actually up for Best Cast in the Motion Picture for the SAG Awards. What other competition does Birdman have in that category?
I think right now, if you look at the awards race based on all the critics' organizations that have revealed nominations, as well as the SAG nominations, the Golden Globe nominations are also this week, I think Birdman and Boyhood are basically the two front runners right now. Selma is another movie. Selma is a movie that's coming out later this month. It's about Martin Luther King Jr. A lot of people are really liking the film, but it did not make the SAG nominees. I think we're going to see it in the Oscar race, but it did not make the SAG nominees. So I think Boyhood and Birdman, The Grand Budapest Hotel is a movie I'm a big fan of that also made the list, as well as The Imitation Game and The Theory of Everything. Those are two sort of biopics, very good movies, very strong performances. So those are your five movies. I think when we see the Oscar nominations, there'll be a bit more. The Golden Globes, of course, do Best Picture, Drama, and Comedy, and so we'll see a bunch of movies when those are announced.
Yeah, also you got Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler, which I thought it was pretty eerie to see him in this role, and he's up for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, along with Michael Keaton and Birdman again. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, the Best Actor race this year is my favorite of all the races because there are so many outstanding performances. I'm happy. I'm a big, big supporter of Nightcrawler. This is one of my favorite movies of the year. When I saw it, I said, there's no way this film isn't going to be a big awards contender, and it's surprising me that it's kind of a dark horse this year, you know, because there are other films that are sort of coming up on top of it. Jake Gyllenhaal, great performance. All these guys, Michael Keaton, I think Eddie Redmayne will probably win it for his performance in The Theory of Everything, but Benedict Cumberbatch is really great.
Yeah.
Steve Carell is really great. Just a lot of really great male actor roles this year.
Great, great, great. Now, as far as movies this week, what do we have coming out this week?
This week, the big one's Exodus, Gods and Kings. Ridley
yes.
Scott's big biblical epic of epic proportions. Christian Bale plays Moses. Joel Edgerton is in it as well. He plays the Ramses. I forget these guys' names, even though I know this story by heart. But, yeah, this is the story that we learned a long time ago. It's the big Bible story, the plagues, the getting the slaves out of Egypt. Christian Bale plays Moses. He leads them out. The special effects in this, I think, are the big story because they're just outstanding.
Yeah, dude, when I saw the trailer and I saw the parting of the sea and – the first thing that came out of my mouth was like, oh, my God, I got to go see this movie because, I mean, Noah, it brought me back to when they showed the trailer to Noah. And I'm looking at the trailer of Noah, and I'm like, I really want to go see this movie just because of the special effects. And now we got Exodus, Gods and Kings, and I'm so excited to see this movie. Does it live up to the hype?
Yeah, I think it depends on how you approach it. I think if you're very religious and you're looking for a story that's going to be what you consider to be the story, then maybe you may have some faults with it. You know, it goes a bunch of different ways. My brother, he's very, very religious. He wasn't so crazy about it. I have some other friends that just are wowed by just the spectacle of it. So I think you have to kind of go in and say to yourself, look, yes, it's a story about the Bible. It's a very famous story from the Bible, but it's also a big-budget Hollywood production, and so we're going to get a lot of the wang, bang, boom, slam, pow in that sort of sense. So I think if you like big spectacle movies, you're really going to enjoy it because the effects are just outstanding.
Now, you know, around Easter time every year, I believe it's ABC, they normally air like the Ten Commandments every year. Do you think that this, like movies like Noah and Exodus, Gods and Kings, do you think these movies would take the place of those classics that's played, you know, during like the Easter holiday? You think this just like a one-time deal?
I don't know. You know, we have to see. You have to see sort of how these films land. I think the classics aren't going anywhere for a while. I think there's a sort of a comfort that we feel watching those classic movies. So I don't think they're going anywhere. But we'll have to see. You know, if fans really take to them and they do really well on DVD and in cable, then yeah, they may make their way into some kind of rotation around the holiday season.
Oh, cool, cool. I love Charlton Heston, but, you know, Exodus, when I see, like I said, I'm really excited. I'm going to be the first person to see that movie when it opens, so I can't wait. What other movies do we have?
Another good movie to go see is Top 5. This is a film that I'm a big fan of. Chris Rock, he wrote, he directed, he starred in it. I spoke to Chris Rock last week about it. I saw him at a party. I went up and shook his hand, said, man, you made a great movie. It's a great New York movie. I'm a New Yorker, so I favor those kinds of films. But you know what? It's got a lot of stuff that's appealing in it. He plays a comedian who's trying to make a go at becoming a serious actor. At the same time, he's marrying some reality television show star on television. And it's, you know, it's sort of like a biting critique of the reality television show genre, of critics in general, and it's super funny. There's a lot of other comedians in it. It's not just Chris Rock. I'm talking Kevin Hart, Whoopi Goldberg, Jerry Seinfeld, Tracy Morgan, Cedric the Entertainer, J.B. Smoove. I can keep going, Adam Sandler. So it's just got like a ton of comedians in it. It's super funny. I think it's probably the best movie that Chris Rock has ever done. If you're a fan of Chris Rock, if you're a fan of any of those guys that I just mentioned, see Top 5. It's going to make you laugh.
Wow, wow. That's big coming from you. That's very, very big coming from you. Also, movies.com, I wanted to mention this because I know you say you could not wait for this film. It's Mad Max Fury Road. It's a new trailer that's out, and you can also see that on movies.com. What did you think about it?
It's crazy. Did you watch that trailer yet?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
It's a crazy trailer. Yeah, no, this is like my most anticipated 2015 movie. I know you watch this trailer, you think I'm nuts, but I'm a big Mad Max fan. I grew up with the Mad Max movies. You know, the Road Warriors, like one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie. I just love the universe and the world, this post-apocalyptic sort of desert that he sets these movies on. The characters are so crazy. They're just so beyond it. You know what I love about these movies is the imagination.
Yeah.
And they look so crazy, but there's so much imagination. There's so much originality in it. And yeah, even though it's technically the fourth of a franchise, it still feels like unlike anything else that we're seeing on the screen today. So I'm just really excited for it. I mean, it looks like a painting that you would see in a museum when I watch that trailer.
I know, right? And let's move on to Terminator Genisys, that trailer. That one, honestly, in my opinion, that one disappointed me a little bit because it seemed like they just threw that one together. Did you have that same feeling when you watched that trailer to Terminator Genisys?
You know, I was a little both ways on it. You know, when they say the lines, you know, come with me if you want to live, or the I'll be back, you know, it's a little bit cheesy to hear those lines again. But, I feel like it could be good. You know, I like how they're making notes to the other films in the franchise. I like how they're playing around with the mythology a little bit and kind of rewriting the story of Terminator, because that's what you have to do at this point. You know, we've had how many Terminator? 4 Terminator movies. We know the story. We know what happens. Well, now let's switch it up a little bit and do something different. So, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt right now. We've seen one trailer. I want to see more from it, but I'm going to go see it. I'm a Terminator fan.
And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. I repeat, it's at Eric Davis. Make sure you go to movies.com too for that Mad Max trailer we were just talking about. Also, Eric Davis article on the SAG Awards. And make sure this weekend, make sure you check out Exodus, Gods and Kings, and Top 5. Two movies you definitely want to see. Man, thank you so much for joining us, man.
You got it, man.
And we'll be back right after this.